There are some really critical things that we all need to recognize about how we're being made obsolete by both physical 3D space, humanoid robotic hardware that will replace labor jobs, and of course, automated AI workflow agents, as they're called, in software that will replace many white-collar workers. So the human race is about to be replaced, or at least half or more of it. I released a detailed podcast about this topic on Tuesday, but that podcast was rather intimidating, 1 hour and 45 minutes, and pretty technical in places. So what I'm going to try to do here in less than 20 minutes is summarize what you need to know about this right now and do away with any of the extraneous material. So let's begin with the understanding that China will be rolling out its humanoid robot factories that will go online in 2025. We know that from the ministry documents out of China that we translated. I covered that in the podcast. By 2027, China will have a fully integrated supply chain for mass production of these humanoid robots. These humanoid robots will be outfitted with AI brains, which means, you know, onboard computers that can carry out all kinds of AI calculations using things like large language models and large behavior models. And what that means is that they will be able to follow patterns seemingly in an intelligent way. They will be able to simulate cognition. And as a result, they will be able to carry out many routine tasks, even in some cases complex tasks, that human beings can currently only carry out, such as picking produce, you know, agriculture. Just the acts of like picking strawberries, for example, is highly, highly complex. But soon these robots will be able to do this. In addition, in warehouse operations, packing individual items in a fulfillment center, such as Amazon, for example. Now, importantly, the hardware that will ship at first does not determine the limits of what these humanoid robots are capable of doing. The AI brains can be upgraded, and they will be, because there are rapid advancements in AI and also motor control systems, sensory feedback systems, and like I said, LBMs, large behavior models that are being constantly trained through human interaction. For example, recording humans carrying out tasks and then creating libraries of human tasks in order to train the humanoid robots to mimic those same tasks. And you will see this in warehousing operations, in medicine, you know, surgeries. You'll see it in the military, soldiers. What kinds of actions do soldiers go through? You'll have robots that will load artillery and fire artillery. You'll have robots that will carry rifles. You'll have robots that will drive tanks, whatever. This is all going to be upgraded over time in software. So the AI brains will be able to be remotely updated. The point is that the vast majority of the jobs that people currently carry out, which are physical in nature, which includes driving a truck, it includes doing surgery on a patient, it includes warehousing operations, it includes fast food, being a fast food worker, you know, flipping burgers and serving lunches. All of that will be easily replaced by AI-powered humanoid robots between now and 2030. This is happening much faster than anyone had predicted. On the white-collar side, the white-collar jobs, which tend to be process-oriented workflows, those will also be very quickly replaced by AI systems, such as the new Microsoft AutoGen, which was just released. And AutoGen is a multi-AI agent workflow process automation system that can be easily controlled by a user, and it will replace the processing of documents, it will replace bureaucracies, it will replace people who do jobs in governments, in universities, in institutions, in insurance, banking and finance, and so on. So any job that is currently carried out by human beings that requires a human to go through and process something like, oh, you have to look at this form. You know, here's a customer that filled out this form, maybe for a loan, let's say at a bank, and you have to make a determination. Does this person qualify for this loan? all of that's going to be automated very soon. So, you know, bank loan officers will be obsolete. Insurance adjusters, obsolete. Medical claims processors, obsolete. DMV workers, obsolete. Just on and on and on. All of these people are going to be obsolete. And instead, you'll have AI agents doing this work. Now, the AI industry is trying to tell everybody, oh, don't worry, you won't lose your job. And we've seen people, I think Elon Musk even said something like this, that, oh, you're only going to have to work 3 days a week because the AI will do the rest of your job for you. Folks, you're not going to be working 3 days a week and partying the rest of the time because AI is doing the work for you. The AI is not going to benefit you as an employee. It's going to benefit the corporations, and you're going to be fired. That's what's going to happen. So all across these industries, they're going to offload jobs. They're going to fire human workers and replace them with AI. This is also true in journalism and research and almost anything else you can imagine. Screenwriting, you know, who's writing movies and plays and TV shows? It's going to be AI. They can do this now. You don't need human writers to do the job. So you're going to have mass unemployment between now and 2030. The globalists, they knew this was coming. This has been their plan. Humans are, in their view, expendable. And so now they're focused on ways to depopulate the planet and exterminate as many humans as possible. So there's a very important dynamic to understand here. Number one, they need a certain number of human beings to continue to build the AI systems and innovate on the AI software, although that will be taken over by AI itself maybe in a decade. But they do need a certain number of humans around, you know, to build the factories that churn out the robots and so on. You need a certain number of high IQ people. You know, this is from the point of view of the globalists. You got to have some high IQ people to run the robot factories and to run the AI agents and to write code that builds agents and so on. But they don't need the billions of, quote, useless eaters, who are people that contribute essentially nothing to the advancement of human civilization. They merely function as consumers or NPCs. They just parrot, you know, memes and talking points and whatever. They just watch movies and watch celebrities and blab all over social media, and they have no function from the point of view of the globalists. They're just, again, useless eaters. So the globalists are accelerating ways to eliminate those people. And suddenly they're in a hurry because the advancements in AI have taken a quantum leap forward that was not anticipated. So previous predictions from years ago had thought that, well, this is why we had Agenda 2050 at first, which was supposed to achieve massive depopulation, because it was believed that it would take until 2050 before humanoid robots and AI software agents would be able to replace most people. That has been moved up to Agenda 2030 because things are moving so quickly, the advancements are so rapid, that most humans will be obsolete by 2030 in terms of workplace applications. Humans will not be needed in the physical jobs and in the white-collar jobs. So the globalists, realizing that if you have, let's say, 4 billion people who are no longer employable, because they've been replaced by cheaper, faster, more efficient, more reliable systems, then you're going to have 4 billion people who are, you know, rising up and protesting and carrying out revolutions and what have you. You know, what do you do with 4 billion people if they're unemployable? This is the question that the globalists are facing. And because the globalists have no ethics, or I should say they have negative ethics, they have evil ethics, they believe that the correct answer is to simply exterminate 4 billion people, and then their problem is solved. And at the same time, by the way, a lot of their debt problems are solved as well, because for example, the U.S. federal government entitlements that are owed to the American people over time are currently over $211 trillion. Well, it's impossible to pay that. That is unpayable. Social Security takes up, what, $1.4 trillion a year in government payouts, for example. Right now, Medicare, Medicaid, another $1+ trillion or something in that range, $1.4 trillion. Maybe it's $1.2, but it's up there. what governments realize is that for them to remain solvent, they have got to eliminate lots and lots of people. And also, again, they have to avoid a scenario where billions of people are unemployable because of the rise of AI. And then those people go crazy and try to overthrow governments and carry out revolutions, etc., or just angry marching in the streets and demanding, you know, free money, free food, free housing, everything else. So, hence the acceleration of the depopulation agendas. And that is what you are watching in the world right now, folks. When you look at COVID, you look at vaccines, you look at geoengineering, you look at wars. You know, World War III, why are they whipping it up? Starting in the Middle East now. Because they need either a nuclear wipeout or a famine wipeout or a grid down wipeout, or they need a banking wipeout, they need an economic collapse. They need mass famine and death. They've got to kill off billions of people before the robot takeover is successful. And they know, the governments know, they can't stop the robot takeover because the corporations are driven by the economics of it, which means that economically, a robot with an AI brain, or even just a software agent with an AI brain, can carry out the tasks of most human beings in the workplace for a fraction of the price with much higher efficiency and reliability. They can't do 100% of what humans can do, but then again, because of a failed education system, humans are getting dumber and dumber anyway. And so humans are doing less and less. I mean, what young American do you know that wants to even work, right? So people don't even want to work. And the education system is so bad that even when people do want to work, a lot of them are idiots. They can't do anything. They simply don't have the cognitive capabilities or the training or the work ethic to do any work. And so the globalists have figured, well, we just got to get rid of them because the robots are going to come in and replace them anyway. This is true in the military. They won't need human soldiers or very many of them for very long. Yeah, they'll need a few battlefield commanders, just kind of overseers, but all the grunt work's going to be carried out by humanoid robots and drones and robot dogs and kamikaze dogs. Robot kamikaze dogs carrying explosives and running at the enemy and blowing up, things like that. This is what the future of war is going to be. And yeah, I mean, Terminator drones. I mean, these are automated systems that choose their own targets and terminate them. So yeah, you're going to have Terminator warriors in the next decade. It's already happening in terms of drones. I mean, the Pentagon just announced a major AI, Terminator drone program, and they're going to roll out all of these, suicide drones, basically. So the bottom line here is that there are about to be a lot fewer people in the world and a lot more robots. Those of us who survive this, and I'll do other podcasts about how that is accomplished. How do you survive the culling? How do you maintain your relevance in a society where the vast majority of human beings are considered useless or are unemployable? We'll talk about that later. But those of us who survive this are going to find ourselves living in a world with far fewer people. Again, one out of every two people, if not three out of every four, will be gone, dead. And a whole lot of automation. You're going to see a robot takeover of society that will make your head spin. You're almost going to think that you're living in a science fiction movie or something like Minority Report. It's going to happen so fast that it will stun you. One day you'll just notice it, like, my goodness, half the drivers on the road are robot drivers. Half the guards at the police station are robot guards. And you're going to see robot security personnel at sports stadiums and malls and corporate campus grounds and universities and all kinds of things like that. And it's going to shock you. And then you're going to find yourself interacting with AI systems in everything that you do as a customer or a consumer. For example, you're going to be talking to an AI robot at your bank. You're not even going to find any humans at the bank. It's all going to be AI robots. You're going to have AI robots, everywhere in society, interacting with them and wondering, like, where did all the humans go? Well, they're dead. They took the jabs, man. they're dead. They got killed with spike protein, bioweapons, and whatever else is about to be released. And it's all by design. That's my point. And very few people recognize how far along this agenda already is. Most people haven't heard of Microsoft AutoGen. They don't know that it can replace right now about 50% of white-collar jobs once it's fully implemented. They don't know that Microsoft just rolled out the chipsets that are going to bring, you know, high-end, large-scale, large language model processing or AI processing capabilities eventually to the desktop just over the next few years. That Microsoft is in a race with NVIDIA to produce, you know, massive computational resources that will be orders of magnitude less expensive, that will mean that AI systems, large language models, and large behavior models are going to be ubiquitous. You're going to have even AI systems on mobile devices, on your freaking phone, that can outthink and outwrite a PhD college professor from 5 years ago. I'm telling you, the rate of change of society is going to be truly breathtaking. And you're going to feel like you're being swept up in a tidal wave completely out of your control. And you're going to wonder, like, oh my gosh, how do I catch my breath? You know, how is this happening so fast? How do I stay relevant in this society? How do I survive this? You know, who's going to still be here? That's the question of our time. We have reached a tipping point, a milestone in the human epoch of history, where the vast majority of human beings can no longer outperform machines. I mean, this is a reality that is upon us today. And as a result, you're going to see so many changes in society, and you're going to see, as we have right now, genocidal governments deciding that, well, we just don't need all these people. We're going to get rid of them. That's what's happening. So I'm going to be covering this in a lot of detail in the months ahead. And as you know, we're building our own large language model AI chatbot system that we're going to release for free as open source to the public, with the estimated release date, at least of version one of it, late March 2024. So it's only a few months away. And it's going to be version one. We're going to have iterative development and adaptation of this model over time. We actually have quite a large number of training staff that are working on training this system right now. So we have human training, human feedback loops into the system. And I'm not going to go into details here right now, but we're going to release this model to the public. And we're going to try to give the tools to individuals that can keep you on top of this and keep you relevant. And hopefully that will prevent you from becoming, you know, obsolete in our society, because that's going to happen to a great many people. It will happen so quickly. People are going to be taken by surprise. They're going to lose their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and they won't even know what happened. It'll be so fast. So keep all this in mind. There's a lot happening, obviously. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned. Read my articles at naturalnews.com and listen to my podcasts at brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams. Take care. Today's interview is brought to you by healthrangerstore.com, where you can find, of course, lab-tested superfoods, nutritional supplements, personal care products, and more. And I got to show you what I have here today, because we have a really strong silver-based product line. And if you look at what's on my desk here, we've got silver deodorant with baking soda, and it's kind of it's a cream. It's a really effective natural deodorant that's not made with any aluminum ingredients nor any artificial fragrances whatsoever. Just essential oils and baking soda and a form of magnesium and some other key ingredients, all in colloidal silver. And then we also have the silver gel right beside it, which is a first aid colloidal silver gel that is thickened with xanthan gum, and it uses 7 essential oils in that formula that are very good for your skin. It forms kind of a natural bandage layer when it dries. It's for, you know, minor cuts and scrapes and so on. And those essential oils have very particular properties that you'll have to maybe research yourself, because it's very potent. But that's available right now at healthrangerstore.com. We also have colloidal silver mouthwash, and we have different flavor varieties. You see the rosemary there on the right. It's actually quite delicious, and rosemary contains rosmarinic acid, which has very particular beneficial properties for oral health as well. So check out all of these products and much more at healthrangerstore.com. If you go onto the website, you can see some of the amazing items that we have available here, hundreds of different items, including that you saw Cold Laser there, organic Cocoa Energized, Groovy Bee, organic vanilla powder, and see, we have number 10 cans of many types of freeze-dried products, storable food, certified organic, laboratory tested, and much more. And importantly, every purchase at healthrangerstore.com helps support this platform so that we can continue to bring you informative interviews and the freedom to speak and the freedom to think. That's the most important of all. And also, you know, a side note is that I actually designed the electronics that are used with large silver plates to generate the colloidal silver that is used in most of these products. So that's Texas rainwater, actually. We capture the rainwater, and then we use a deionizer, and then we suspend these big silver plates in it. They're big plates. They're like, I don't know, 16 inches long. We suspend silver plates in it, and we attach it to the special electronics. And then through cycles of reverse polarization, it produces ionic silver, like actual silver ions suspended in the otherwise mostly deionized water. Of course, it has to have a little bit of ionization in order to conduct the electricity between the plates. But we start with deionized water, then we add some conductivity to it in order to do that. Sorry, I don't mean to geek out on you, but that's not something that we just buy from somebody else. We actually produce the colloidal silver ourselves using our own technology and our own Texas rainwater, and that's what's in most of those products there. So anyway, thank you for your support. Thank you for helping us bring you great interviews, great content, knowledge, wisdom, and preparedness information that can be life-saving for a large number of people. We appreciate your support. Thank you for watching on Brighteon, and thank you for shopping at healthrangerstore.com.